Forget your PIN. Don't worry about your signature. Just swipe and pay. That's the promise of credit cards and mobile phone systems which require a tap or touch to conduct a transaction. It's a time-saving temptation for busy people, but tech experts say consumers must be aware of the risks when opting for contactless payment technology. Eleanor Bell reports.
Financial institutions and now internet service providers are tapping into the market for a contact-free payment system. Tap-and-go credit cards and mobile phone chips connect to payment terminals via a short-range radio frequency identification, or RFID. Unlike traditional payment methods, they don't require a signature or PIN to verify the cardholder's identity. It's a win-win for banks and retailers, according to Professor Rob Livingston from the University of Technology, who says cash is expensive.
There's a number of benefits, some of which relate to increased customer service, a lower per transaction cost, and more importantly, the potential elimination of cash. Because for many organisations that are dealing with the public, the cost of maintaining cash is quite expensive. Moving to the cashless environment has got distinct advantages in those contexts.
He says perhaps the biggest benefit to companies is the creation of a digital signature, a complete record of spending habits, no matter how small. And that data is worth money.
For each transaction that you put through the financial system, you essentially have got a trail that is worth something in terms of your spending patterns.
Internet security experts warn that the data can be vulnerable to third parties. Hacklab.com's Chris Gatford.
Cloning is a big problem with RFID solutions. Being able to read the data remotely with various tools and software so you can track people, you can collect information. You know, there's been some very famous attacks where people have been reading passport numbers and other serial numbers from RFID-enabled cards, proximity cards, you know, such as the one that you use to get into your secured building. Those have been clonable for quite some time. There's all sorts of various attack methods available to, you know, wireless communication.
While he says it's unlikely tap and pay credit cards will be cloned, there are other ways criminals can maliciously access both your money and your details.
So probably one of the first attacks that we're most likely to see being used by criminals are probably relay attacks when you have your phone in your pocket or your card in your wallet, and attackers work out a mechanism to activate the card in your pocket, relay the transaction somewhere else, maybe not even in that country, and perform a transaction at a terminal by another party stealing money from that particular account. That's probably the most likely attack that we'll see occurring in the future.
Due in part to the lack of terminals, Australians have been slow to adopt the tap technology. But that's about to change with Australia's two largest supermarket chains beginning nationwide rollouts of the terminals next month.
Eleanor Bell.